Hey gang, Charney here. We got Robin and Linda Williams as my guest. Robin and Linda used to be on Prairie Home Companion a lot. And Linda's voice is a voice I've had a crush on for years. It's so unique. I hope Robin doesn't find out. And later in the podcast, I'm going to sing Woke Up This Morning, a song I had no idea where I got. I thought maybe I even wrote it since I've written hundreds of songs and I found this one in my audio files. So I'm at this music jam, swapping songs, and one guy introduces the next song he's going to do as a John Prine song. Yeah, well, you guessed it. It was that song. So my point is, I'm doing a John Prine song later in the podcast. Not an original.
Oh, here's Hair. Hey, Hair.
Hey, Steve.
Come on over here.
Yep, okay. Here I am.
Wait a second, hold on.
What?
Why are you wearing one glove on your right hand? And why is your left hand in your pocket?
Oh, forget it, Steve. It's a long story.
Well, this is a long show.
I'm very upset.
About what?
Well, I just found out that my right hand has been going out with my left hand for the last 2 weeks without my knowledge.
What? Your hands have been dating? What do you mean?
I mean exactly what I said. They're in love, Steve. They're in love.
How could they see each other without you knowing it?
Oh, well, they see each other behind my back.
So what's wrong with that, anyway?
They're too young to be dating, Steve. And if they do, they need a chaperone. What are these young hands coming to nowadays?
What does your right and left hand do when they go out on a date?
Oh, you know, they hold hands.
And they do this all behind your back?
Yeah, or they'll sneak into each other's arms while I'm sleeping.
How did you find out this was happening?
Well, how do you think, Steve? I woke up one night, and there they were, caught in the act.
Doing what?
Twiddling their thumbs.
Ooh, that must have been quite a shock for you.
It was, Steve, it was. There I was, sound asleep. And then suddenly I wake up, and right in front of me, with no sense of propriety, these two hands were entwined. Their thumbs just twiddling, twiddling, I tell you. Whatever happened to common decency? But you can't stop the young when they're in love.
You still haven't explained that glove on your hand.
Oh, well, I thought after what I just told you, you know, it would be obvious. I've been trying to keep them apart. I don't want my left hand seeing my right hand anymore, Steve, and this glove does the trick.
How can a hand see anything? It doesn't have eyes.
Here, I'm having a family crisis and you're nitpicking!
Well, is it working?
Sure it's working. I'm wearing this glove on my hand for a few weeks until things cool down, and I've sent my left hand to his pocket for a while. That's why one hand has a glove on it, and the other is in my pocket.
Must make your left hand very upset that he can't see his true love.
It does. It's like they're made for each other, Steve. They're both the same age. They're like mirror images of each other. They have the same interests, the same hobbies. They both like to build model airplanes, just like I do. They fold laundry together. They wash dishes together. Hey, what are you doing? I thought I told you to stay in my pocket! You can't come out here! Ow! Ooh! Steve, he just slapped me!
Well, you're standing in the way of his happiness.
You're not gonna see her, that's fine, or not. Get back in my pocket! Get in there! He keeps trying to get out and go hang out with my gloved hand, Steve. Get in there! There he goes, there he goes!
I don't know, Harry, maybe you should cut them a little slack.
Ah, no, Steve, you give these hands an inch and the next thing you know, they're pinching your nose. You gotta be tough with these youngsters, Steve, you gotta be tough!
Well, can we talk more?
Sure, Steve, I got nothing else to do. In fact, I can't do anything else since, well, my hands are, you know, they're not working for me anymore.
I understand. Robin and Linda Williams.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. We also have Jim Watson and Kevin Moll.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
All right, two stand-up musicians.
They are. They're like, stand-up and upstanding at the same time.
That's right. They're outstanding in the field. I've been fans of Robin and Linda for many years. Wonderful voices, wonderful harmonies, great choice of songs. That's one of the best parts of what you guys do. You have beautiful taste in songs.
Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, we look hard for our material, and we work hard at writing our songs, too. So
yeah, and it shows.
Well, thanks.
We bring music everywhere. We are wild with music.
That's right. But, you know, here's a song that we wrote about some of our neighbors. We live in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, and some of the neighbors there are old-time people. And here's a song that we wrote about Jake and Lila, two of the first people we met there, and some old-time people. We changed the name to protect the innocent or the guilty, I'm not sure. In any case, this song is called Liza. Two, three, four.
Liza wakes up early in the morning, kicking at her husband and yelling at her kids, get up, I'm giving you a warning, or I'll give you the hopping fits.
Today is Monday, tomorrow is Tuesday, Wednesday will soon be coming along. You better get up and get moving, the week's half over and the washing ain't done. Sucking on toothpicks. Junior had a habit of a dipping snuff. Granny had a habit of chewing tobacco, and she spit her juice in an old tin cup. Brother Joe, he chased women, and Papa had a habit of drinking wine. Liza had a habit of blistering the air and making every one of them toe the line. Was a terrible sight when Liza and Kason got into a fight. He was sneaking down the gully with the chickens in his hands when he ran into Liza with a butcher knife. He grabbed that rail and he took his stance and he swung for to give old Liza a whack. Liza did the dodge and Liza did the dance and she cut Joe's shirt right off of his back. Story I ever did hear. Liza woke one night into her ear. Out through the window in the pale moonlight, she saw a stranger in the garden just as big as life. She grabbed that gun and gave the triggers a pull. She fed that stranger two barrels full. One day, like the kids wanted to know, blasted down the new scarecrow. You a warning, or I'll give you the hopping fist. Today is Monday, tomorrow is Tuesday, Wednesday will soon be coming on. You better get up and get moving. The week's half over and the washing ain't done. The week's half over and the washing ain't done.
Excellent. Love that song.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Steve.
I can't. Yeah.
Where's Harry?
Where is Harry? Harry, where are you?
Well, the last time we were here, he wasn't here, I don't think. Harry still here?
He's waiting outside for you.
Okay,
but
good.
Be careful when you go out. He might have a little surprise for you.
Okay, great. Great.
You wrote that song, right?
That's right, yeah.
Because the good sign of a good song is like the sense that it's been around a long time. I would have swore that was a traditional song that's been around for 100 years.
Well, it does have a few of old-time traditional tales in it, tales that we heard from around our area. I mentioned Jake and Lyda Rao. Well, they told us part of an old folktale that we put into that song. Hmm. And then...
Liza with a butcher knife, Kason with a rail?
Something like that.
So that's how we got that. Right. That's how Robin got the butcher knife.
And then we made up some other stuff. Right. Thanks a lot. Yeah. I'm glad it does sound like an old song.
Robin and Linda Williams are my guests today, along with Jim Watson and Kevin Maul. Kevin playing dobro, Jim on bass. I want to thank you, all four of you, for coming on. And,
thank you.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Time for another commercial.
This is going to be super quick, so you don't even have to fast forward through this podcast. Patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's where you go if you want to support this show. $1 a month. That's it, man. You know, become a patron and feel special.
So, Harry has this problem. His hands are in love with each other, and he thinks they're too young to date. So he's keeping them apart. One hand has been sent to his pocket, and the other has a glove on it so the other can't see her.
Hey, my hand just came out of my pocket again. Did I tell you you could come out? No, not until it's time for dinner. Then you can help me eat. Get back in there. He's not going, Steve. What should I do?
I don't know. Threaten him. Tell him you'll grab onto a hot frying pan if he doesn't behave.
Oh, I wouldn't be that cruel, Steve. Ow! Oh, he just slapped me. Hey, you're not going over to her. Stop that. Steve, help me. She's trying to strangle me. Ow. Now she's getting it on a doll. Help! This is mutiny.
Stop hitting yourself.
It's not me, Steve. Love has no fury at all that.
Here, I'll help you. Get off of him, both of you. Get off. Get off. Get off.
Thanks, Steve. Now go back to where you were.
Listen, why don't you just let them see each other and you can chaperone?
Because they might start fighting with each other again.
Fighting? I thought you said they were in love. What, it was suddenly they're fighting?
They are in love. But you know, even the strongest relationships can have their hard times. And their last fight, it was awful.
What happened?
Well, I had to get into the middle of it to break it up.
What do you mean, get into the middle of it? You're in the middle, whether you want to be or not.
It was a rough fight, I'll tell you that, Steve. Oh, boy, they were making gestures to each other that I wouldn't want to repeat on a program like this.
What was the fight about?
Well, I didn't mention this before because, well, just the thought of it upsets me so much. But they're engaged.
Your two hands are engaged to each other?
That's right. My right hand has a ring on her finger. You can't see it because of the glove. Anyway, they're having trouble deciding who the best foot is going to be at the wedding.
Sure.
My right hand wants my right foot to be best, well, man.
So what's the problem?
My left hand is accusing my right hand of cheating with my right foot.
Would she do that? Would she cheat with your right foot?
Well, my left hand did catch her clipping my toenails last week.
Your foot is a heel for encouraging that sort of thing, and an engaged woman on top of it.
It was very traumatic for them both, Steve, but they made up. They shook hands and forgave each other. But I don't want them to get married to each other, Steve.
Why not?
Because then my right hand will move over and live with my left. It'll be very awkward. Both hands always on the same side of my body. I need symmetry.
Yeah, I see your point.
And if she has a baby, well, I don't want six fingers on my hand.
Yeah, I can see that.
Wait, I got a good idea, Steve. Maybe if she goes out with your hand, she'll forget mine.
My hand? Now, wait a second. I put up with this very strange behavior of yours for a while now. But if you start bringing me into it, well, that's just too much.
Come on, Steve. I haven't asked you for anything lately. All I want you to do is hold hands with me for a while, and we'll see if my hand and yours like each other.
I just have to hold hands with you?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my hand.
Your other hand, please. This one's a girl.
How can you tell?
Now, I'll just take this glove off with my teeth. There. Okay. See, that isn't so bad now, is it? It feels nice holding hands.
Yeah, you know, it does feel kind of nice holding your hand.
Ouch!
Ooh, you just slapped me with your other hand.
Well, I can't help it if he's jealous.
Put that hand back in your pocket.
I can't help it, Steve.
And stop squeezing so hard. We're supposed to be holding hands.
Well, I guess she doesn't like your hand either. Let go! Ow! Let go! There! Oh!
Oh, those are two tough hands you got there. Look, maybe you shouldn't fight it. Fate is fate. Look, they've even found themselves back together. Your hands are folded now. If they want to get married, let them.
But they're too young, Steve. I think it's even against the law. I can't seem to get them apart.
Man, are you weird.
Woke up this morning, put on my slippers, walked in the kitchen, and died. Oh, what a feeling, as my soul went through the ceiling, and up to heaven I did ride. When I got there, they did say,
Steve, it happened this way. You slipped upon the floor and hit your head.
Ouch!
The angels, they did say, just before you passed away, these were the very last words that you said.
Please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. I'd rather be a donor, they can pass me all around. Give my brain to my friend Wayne, the blind can take my eyes.
Some deaf guy, he can have your ears if he don't mind the size.
Hey! Bob Hope could use my funny bone, Houdini my trick knee.
Give Cousin Grover a cold shoulder, send it COD.
Hand me down my walking cane, I'll need one after this.
And send your mouth to the sunny south, cause man, those gals can kiss.
Woke up this morning, put on my slippers, walked in the kitchen, and died. Oh, what a feeling. As my soul went through the ceiling, and up to heaven I did ride. When I got there, they did say,
it happened this way, Steve. You slipped upon the floor and hit your head. The angels, they did say, just before you passed away, these were the last words that you said.
Oh, please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. I'd rather be a donor, they can pass me all around. give my tummy to my dummy. Don't let him drink beer.
And put your socks in a cedar box. Just get him out of here. Pew!
Send my toes to all of those who need to get cold feet.
Give your hair to Cousin Claire, an old lady can have your seat. Venus de Milo needs your arms, the Sphinx can have your nose.
Send my heart to mean old Bart and give my love to Rose.
Harry's hands are in love with each other. Pretty weird, huh? He's trying to keep them apart, doesn't seem to work. They see each other behind his back, or when he's sleeping, he wakes up and there they are twiddling their thumbs. Well, he tried to keep one of them in his pocket, but that didn't work either. At last he's come to his senses and he's decided that fate is fate, and his hands can get married to each other, if they want to.
That's right, Steve. If they love each other that much, well, let them join together in holy matrimony, and they can be together for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I suppose divorce would be out of the question at that point. I mean, which one would move away?
You're right. They are stuck with each other. Okay, I suppose I'll be the parson, and I'll marry them, the justice of the peace. Steve, why doesn't your right hand be best man?
Okay.
Here's the ring. When I ask you for it, give it to my left hand.
All right. I got you.
Okay. Now, they walk down the aisle together.
It's always better to let your fingers do the walking.
Quiet, don't joke, Steve. This is a serious moment.
You're right.
Now, they're both standing in front of me.
Standing? They're not feet, they're hands.
Stop ruining this beautiful moment! Now, first I address my left hand. Do you, left hand, take these 5 fingers to be your lawful wedded wife, to love and cherish, till death do you part? He's giving the okay sign, Steve. And do you, right hand, take my left 5 fingers, palm and all, to be your lawful wedded husband, to have and to hold, to love and to cherish, till death do you part? There you have it, Steve. She's giving the thumbs up sign. This is such a beautiful moment. The ring, please.
There you go.
Now, lefty, put the ring on righty's pinky. That's good. I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may shake hands with the bride.
Aw, they're shaking hands, Harry. That's so sweet. Can my hand offer congratulations?
Of course, Steve.
There you go. That's wonderful. Here, shake. Where are they going to go on their honeymoon?
Well, I thought I'd give them a little time alone, you know, by keeping my hands behind my back for a while. You know, give them some privacy.
That's very nice of you. And here's my present for the newlyweds.
Oh, look, a bracelet and nail polish and a matching pair of gloves. That's so sweet of you. Thank Uncle Steve, hands. See, Steve, they're waving to you. They like you. And I promise you, they'll write you a thank you card as soon as they get back from their honeymoon.
Well, I'm glad this show is going to have a happy ending. Should we have more weddings on the program?
Yeah, maybe next time my feet can marry each other.
Yeah, maybe.
Pretty much everything on Conversations with My Dummy is done by me, Steve Charney. And I want to thank Robin and Linda Williams for being my guests today. And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and, of course, on Patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. You know, help support the show here. Hey, listen, my website is stevecharney.com. That has info about my live stage shows, how to contact me, all the stuff I have for sale, which includes books and CDs, my bio, and it goes on and on and on. On Facebook, search for Stephen Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. Like the page, man, and spread the word.
Right, Steve.
Hey, Harry, I got a question for you.
Yeah, Steve?
Do you believe in free will?
Of course I do. Do I have a choice?